Yesterday we we ran through again the whole Gemara, Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokish, whether ain l'shchita ela l'besof, or yesh l'shchita mitchil b'yatzof, with all the five nafkaminis, whether they are nafkaminis or they're not nafkaminis, fine. Then we started the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, and over here he presents. Rav and Shmuel had every so often a disagreement. Here's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether he needs shchita mifuras. What it means, miforas, is it necessary that the cut that's roiv, kona, roiv eshet, that it should be obvious and apparent and open, shchita miforas. What's the issue? So Rabbi Yehuda quotes in the name of Rav, and Shmuel disagrees. What exactly is the issue? So Tosis has three pshatim. The first pshat is Rashi. According to the way Rashi learns, Shmuel has a whopper of a chumra. The pashtus is like Rav. What's the issue? Somebody cut 20% over here on the giraffe, let's say. It's easy. Giraffe has a long neck. Someone cuts 20% of the kona. And then, so chatzi kona problem. So what's the problem? It's kosher the way it is. Then the shochet comes and he cuts 100%, 5 inches, a foot lower. Okay, on the giraffe. He cuts a foot lower, he cuts the whole kona. So it's no good. Why is it no good? Because since it's no longer taught, so therefore it's not going to be mirvach rovach. So new din, you have to have miroch roach. So according to Rashi, Shmuel is a chiddush. According to the Shiltas, Rav is a chiddush. Rav is a chiddush, a wapa lekula. That you say ruba kukula, if you shech roiv of the kana the roiv of the beishit, you don't require that the 51% should be in one chaticha. One will cut 10% over here, the other one will cut 10% over here, on different levels and different sides of the kana, around the kana. But if everything would have been all together on the same level, then you would have had a rive. There are different levels and on different parts of the kana. And everything has been starf yachat. So that's a whopper of a chidish lahokil. Rav came up with a gewaldige kula. Tosfos assumes, according to Rashi, Rashi would not hold from the Shiltas is kula. Rashi also, you have to have the roiv, ruba kukula has to be b'makom echad, one chaticha. Rashi doesn't hold at all. Rashi doesn't seem to hold at all like the Shiltas. Shiltas has a whopper of a kula within Rav. Then the Rabbeinu Chananel has a mild pshat. You can see this way. Rabbeinu Chananel seems to hold ruba kukula has to be in one chaticha. The question is, the kona and the veshit, is it one big shchita seinig that should both be on the same level? Or no? There's a shchita on the kona and a shchita on the veshit. You can shech the kona over here in the giraffe and you shech the veshit, they're 2 feet lower, and it's good. It doesn't have to be b'makom echad. You can say it like this, you can say it like that. So that was the machloikas Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Lozer, Masiv Rabbi Lozer, the Mishnah says, "Shnei mochsim misakin v'shochtim." How do you translate? "Shnei mochsim misakin." There are two people, each of them holding a sakin, or two people holding a sakin. That's the debate over here. How do you translate the words in the Mishnah? "Shnei mochsim misakin v'shochtim." Afilachem el ma'ala vechem el mata shchitos hakshera v'amay v'halak hashchita mefiras. So what's the kasha? So according to Rashi, you know, two people are cutting. At the time that the shechet shechts the roiv, the other fellow has already shechted the 20%. So the kona is no longer taught. So it's already not mirvach rovach, and nonetheless it says from the Mishnah, sounds from the Mishnah that it's good. Sounds from the Mishnah that it's okay. According to the Shiltas, how are you learning? The hoichoche, that Rav is right, that there's room to be mekel. Together, what the three people, two people, in mitzarif, what I cut and what you cut, to constitute ruba kukuloi. Shchitosa ikshera means shchitosam ikshera. You can be mitzarif together what they both shechted, and you have roiv. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, what does it mean? Shtayim ochsim, each one shechting this sakin, each one shechting with his own sakin. One of them shechted the corner, one of them shechted the veshed, but one is lemaila, one is lemato, on the giraffe, they're 2 feet apart, so that's okay. So the simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like Rav. Well, like shechita mufara sounds from the Mishnah you don't need. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiya, so Rabbi Yirmiya responds to Rabbi Lozer, Mishnah seinim b'sakin echad eshnei b'dei adam, not shnei mochsim b'sakin, each one has a sakin. Two people holding on to one sakin. So what does it mean, echad lemaila v'echad lemato? Means that they're cutting balachzain. They're cutting the neck balachzain. So one is holding on like a saw. Well, saw is no good, has begimus on the bottom. They're holding on to a knife, and they're pushing back and forth, pulling and pushing back and forth. And it is shchita mefaras. Mamish, one shchita, the kon and the veshet, it's one big chatich and one big shchita. It's not at all what Rav was talking about. So that's what Rabbi Yirmiya responds. I'm like Rabbi Yirmiya. So it has nothing to do with the case of Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Omalei Rababe, so Rababe comments to Rabbi Yirmiya, how can you interpret that pshat in the Mishnah? That two people holding on to the one second, fiddling back and forth, Ihochi, but we have a Brisa commenting on that Mishnah. That's the Mishnah on Amud Beis. But there's a Brisa that comments on the Mishnah. Brisa doesn't seem to read the way you're telling me. Ihochi, if it means two are holding on to one second. And Tony Allah, we have a Brisa. There are different types of Brisa. Some Brisas were composed like a Bartanur, a commentary on the Mishnah. Some Brisas were written as an independent Brisa, as a separate din. The Balamor writes in... originally, Balamor has a running commentary on the Rif. He always disagrees with the Rif here and there. So then at the end of Chulin, the Rif, the last thing the Rif wrote is on Chulin. He didn't write on Zvachim and Menachas and all the other Mesichtas. So and they don't have Amcharis either from the Rif. So he wrote on, the Chulin is the end. So the Balamor at the end of Chulin writes what he calls a Sefer Hatzova. When they printed, when the Vilna Shas got the manuscript and they printed the Balamors in the bottom of the Rif, so they didn't have this Sefer Hatzovah at the time. Sefer Hatzovah is printed separately in the Tmim Deim. Tmim Deim is a collection of tshuvas by the Ravid. The Ravid, the famous Ravid, there were three different Ravids. So the famous Ravid who wrote Asogas on the Ramam, that's the Ravid who learned Becharusa with the Balamor. That's the one who has Asogas. The Ravid has Asogas on the Rif and the Ravid has Asogas on the Balamor. So the... So that's why you have the Tmim Deim has tshuvas by the Ravid, Kuntresim by the long essays, not tshuvas, Kuntresim by the Ravid, and it has this piece from the Balamor, the Sefer Hatzova, and it has other things from contemporaries of the Ravid also. It's a collection. Every page there's something else. So they have there this whole, in the Tmim Deim, they have the whole Sefer Hatzova. He writes a shtick. They're just like the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah at Reshes Bam, the way that derived dinim by reading in between the lines in the Chumash, so too the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah at Reshes Bam, how to read Talmud Bavli. There are certain expressions that appear in Talmud Bavli, and it usually, he tells you, it usually has the following connotation. Once in a while it means something else. And he's summing up a lot of what he wrote in the whole Sefer Amor, and the whole Rif. So he ties together a lot of inyanim in this kuntres that's called Sefer Hatzova. And just like we have the Mohammeds who comes to defend the Rif from many of the Hasagas, almost all the Hasagas of the Balamor, so to this Mohammeds on the Sefer Hatzova that's printed in the Tmim Deim. So they have the whole 13. So one of the points that the Bal Hamor brings out in his Sefer Hatzova is when the Talmud Bavli will introduce a brisa, sometimes they'll introduce it by saying Tana Rabbanan, sometimes they'll introduce it by saying Tanya, and sometimes they'll introduce it by saying Tana, Tof Nun Aleph. Is there a difference in meaning? So he says, yes, There are three different kinds of brises. So he says, Tana, I think he says, Tana is a brisa that was written originally as a commentary on the Mishnah. It doesn't stand alone. Like over here. Hainde Tana Yaloh, this brisa is a commentary on the Mishnah. And Choshishim is adding on a line to the Mishnah. He's assuming that you know the Mishnah is adding on. And then, I already forgot, he tells you the difference between Tana Rabbana and Tanya also. But Tana Rabbana and Tanya, both of them are brises that stand alone. They're not composed as commentaries on Mishnah, but there's a difference there too. So this is what Rabbabe comments to Rabbi Yumi. How can you say Pshat in the Mishnah is Shnai Mochsim is Sakin Echo, two people holding the same Sakin, not two people shechting two different Sakinim. And the Mishnah sounds like it says, like Rab, that you don't need Shchitim for us. No. Rabbi Yumi says the Mishnah goes Shnai Mochsim is Sakin Echo, Shnei Beyodim is Sakin Echo. So he says, it doesn't read, it can't be. Because we have a brisa commenting on the Mishnah, the Shnai Mochsim, Ein Choshishim Shema Yitrifu Ze Al Ze. You don't have to be concerned. Maybe one of them will make it a trefa, and the other one won't realize. If they're both holding on to the same knife, what do you mean, Yitrifu Ze Al Ze? Yeah, Mepishleim, Mepishtei Sakin, Mepishnei Bini Adam. If you say the way Rab Loza thought, Moshe Rab Loza said, isn't that what the Mishnah says, Beferish like Rav? Shnayim ochzim b'saken, two people, each of them holding his own saken. So you don't have to be concerned. Shem yitrefu ze al ze. But if you say, yeah, b'shnayim b'shnei sakin b'shnei b'nei adam, sharper the brisa reads straight. What does it mean? Ma'ode teimo. The brisa is explaining what the chiddush in the Mishnah is. One might have thought incorrectly. Lechus dum l'samchi ha'hadodi v'hai lo yasi l'meber ruba, v'hai lo yasi l'meber ruba. According to Rashi, the two people are both shechting simultaneously. So I'll see he's shechting, he'll see I'm shechting, so I'll stop in the middle. So I'll only cut 20%. He'll rely on me, and he'll also only cut 20%. And we're both cutting on the same side. Both cutting on the same, on the corner the same. And each one may rely on the other one. So Ma'udetema, Shnaim Ochsim, Shnei Sakinim is a problem. Gamash Malan, you don't have to be concerned about that. That's how Rashi would read it. According to that's the bottom Tosfos. The Pirush HaKunchu is called Lechol Yishchad Roiv. Each one will rely, the other guy's going to Shecht Roiv. And he'll think he's going to Shecht Roiv. So you don't have to be concerned. There's a Shchitos of Kshera if one of them cut Roiv. So it's good. You ignore the fact that the other one also cut on the same side of the Koneh. It's not going to be Mivach Rovach anymore. Or if you learn like the Shiltis, so what does it mean? Ein Choshishim. You can be Mitzaref, the 30% that I cut, with the 30% that he cut, even though we're cutting 2 feet away from each other on the giraffe's neck, we're cutting in different sides of the corner, you can remember, sorry, 30 and 30 is 60%, so it's roiv is good. That's how the Pirush HaKunchu is ben shneim li'asaro. Each one will rely on the other one, and you won't have a roiv, so kamash malan nav, together you have a roiv, it's good. So that's what he argues. That's what Rababa argues. Don't you see from the brisa that's commenting on the Mishnah that it says, that it's talking about Shnai Mochsim Mishnei Sakinim. It's not talking B'Sakan Echad. Ela Yamit B'Sakan Echad. But if you're going to say your pshat, that the both, Rabbi Yirmiyah's pshat, that the both Shechting B'Sakan Echad, U'Shnei B'nei Adam, so what is high? What does it say in the brisa? In the brisa, Ein Choshishim Shem Yitrufu Ze al ze. What does that mean? It should say Ein Choshishim Shem Yidrosa Ze al ze. The boyle should have said they're both holding on to the same knife, pushing back and forth. You don't have to be concerned that someone's going to push down too much. Instead of pushing, fiddling back and forth while they're pushing down, you don't have to be concerned someone's going to push down. If one person controls one knife, so be careful not to do drasa. Two people cutting with the same knife, it's going to be uncomfortable. So you don't. So that's the chiddush. The brisa comments. That's the chiddush on the Mishnah. You don't have to be concerned about drasa, even though there should have been what to be concerned about. So why does it say you're not choshish? Maybe they'll make a trefa. Should have said you're not choshish. Maybe they'll make a drasa. And for the Gemara, Amalei Rabbavin. So Rabbavin says it's a mistake in the brisa. Tini, correct the gears in the brisa. Instead of saying Achoshishim Shem Yatrifu Zel Zeh, it should read Tani, correct the Girsa, and Achoshishim Shem Yidrosa Zel Zeh. Shine. It doesn't bother him. Moser above and shochet sabeshid lamata v'sakana lamayla v'sabeshid lamayla v'sakana lamata shchitosik share of the amai v'aleka shchita mifoyras. Well, that's a brisa spelling out pshat in the Mishnah. So it's beferish that one shechts the kana over here, one shechts the veshit over there. So that's what the Rabbein Chanan learned. Two people shechting different things, not near each other. One is lamayla, one is lamata. On a giraffe, you can have a few feet apart from each other. According to Rabbeinu, according to the Shiltis, each one is shechting, it says one shechts the kana, one shechts the veshit. According to the Shiltis, that's not the that was a, according to the Shiltis, you get the impression that's a double pashut, and you don't need the kana and the veshut together. The whole chiddush was, you don't even need the kana together, you don't even need the veshut together. So that's not really, this gemara sounds like the Rabbeinu Chanan, that the concern was the kana and the veshut, that you need one big shechita or not. So the Gemara reads better according to Rabbeinu Chanan. Amai b'halek ha-shechita mefaras, u'mosel ha-mefarek lo b'shechita asuya kikulnes. Yeah, that they're both, not he's shechting the kona high up and he's shechting the veshet further down. No, two people shechting with one knife and they're shechting in a diagonal fashion. So part of the shechita is going to be higher up, part of the shechita is going to be lower down. It's not talking about two different people. It's one chaticha. Right? Okay. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Shal, how do we paskan? So the Rosh says we paskan. Ilchasikir Rabbi Yisure. Yeah, let's see. The Tosfos comes to this, and the top Tosfos comes to the same conclusion based on the next Gemara, the next line. Ha'ut Tura. Once upon a time there was an ox. The Ishchat Bishnai Mishlosh Mikarmis. Whatever that means. According to Rashi, his pshat, two people were shechting at the same time. According to the Shiltas, shechting at different locations. And according to Rabbeinu Chanan, shechting the Kohen Neveshit in two different locations. So they shechted it, and it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. What the din is, so this is generation later. All Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, he went to the butcher shop, shokam yishuv for yishuv. He went and he took the juiciest piece of meat from that animal, he bought it to himself. Shufri shufri means the best, superior quality. He bought the best part of that animal. In other words, he wasn't worried about the shechita. If you're all like Shmuel, it should be shechitos and avela. Rab is the one who said it's good, and Shmuel said it's no good. So he bought it, obviously he thinks the din is like Rab. So when he bought it, Amale Rabbi Zera, so one of the Talmidim was there, so he said, wait a minute, the Maratona Rabbeinu. See, there are two ways to read the Gemara. The two Girsas and the two ways to read the Gemara, Tosfos says. So one way to read the Gemara, the way it's printed in our Gemara. Amale Rabbi Zera, by your buying from this animal, you are demonstrating that you understand Pshat and the Mishnah. You just taught us, the Maratona Rabbeinu, it's Bini Chusa. You just taught us, Mishnei Sakin and Mishnei Bini Adam. You just took a stand and you just showed us that there's no problem. Even though the two people are shechting with two different knives in different locations, it's not a problem. That's the way we have the girsa. And the way Tosfos quotes another girsa, Balochas Gedolos Goris, that he was confronting, Reb Zera was confronting this Amar, Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. He was asking him, but I learned Yerudei by you. I learned Shechita by you. And when you taught us the Mishnah, Maratan Rabbeinu, you taught us not so. The Mishnah goes, Mishnei B'nei Adam Misakin Echad. It's a different girsa. Alone Maratan Rabbeinu, Mishnah Seinu Misakin Echad, Mishnei B'nei Adam. So according to the way you read the Mishnah, you all along, whenever you taught this Mishnah in Chulin, used to say it's only good if it's B'sakin Echad, Mishnei Sakinim, it's not Mitzdarev. And he doesn't respond. Shmuel Bar Marta, Reb Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta doesn't respond. So how come he doesn't respond? So Tosfos said, obviously he changed his mind. That's what he always taught, that the Mishnah is only talking Mishnei Bnei Adam Misakin Echad. But then now he's buying the meat, relying on Rav that it's good. He changed his mind and he holds Halacha Lemaisa that the Mishnah would be Matir even Mishnei Sakinim. It's also Mutter because the din is like Rav. Sure. So you don't need what the Rosh said. The Rosh quotes from the Gemara in Pcharis that the Gemara says, "Ruba de Ruba in the case of Hilchas Hakarabi Sirkish Mo Bedini." That Gemara, that the consensus always was like Rabin is in Hosek in Issa the Hetta, and the consensus usually was like Shmuel Adin and Mammon. There are exceptions to the rule. There are cases in Mammon where the din is like Rab. There are cases in Issa the Hetta where the din is like Shmuel. But those cases that are exceptions, the Gemara will say so. The Gemara will say how we pass in there. But if the Gemara doesn't say one way or the other, then we rely on that statement, Hilchos HaKerab B'Yisuri, Kishmol B'din. The Rosh says we should rely on that klal. The din is like Rav. And the Bahak says you don't need the klal in Shas. Here it says Beferish. The Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Shmuel Amarta bought the flesh, and then this Talmud confronted him, but you always said it's treif, and he didn't bother to respond. Didn't bother to respond, because Chazabo, that's what the Chazabo Masha Yerag Lefash, he backed out from his Chumra, and he decided that Rav is wrong. So now the Yamaroim are going to discuss, till the Mishnah, they're going to discuss the topic of Chalode. What's it doing over here? We didn't get to Chalode yet. Tosfos says Chalode is Lekamon and Daf Lamed Beis. There's a Mishnah about Chalode. Oh, Hechlid, Chalode is on the bottom, Lamed Beis Amanal. Why did the Yamaroim? Why did they put this in the Talmud Bavli here? The Mishnah didn't get the Chalode yet. So Tosfos says, because the little Tosfos Hechlid, the Kamon Gavim Masinsa Chalode Hayroi Lahavia. All the whole discussion from now till the Mishnah really belongs to Blot later. So that's why they brought it up over here, because it's a connection with the other one. But really, it belongs later. Fine. So what are the din? What's the din of Chalode? Chalode means like a chulda. A chulda means a weasel that runs in between the furniture in the house, or if it's not in the house, it's running in the, on the farm, in between the bushes, in between the trees. So hechlid means he stuck the knife in between what and what. So the original chalode is, you have a kana and the reshet. The kana is first and the reshet is behind it. If you want, you can twist it a little bit and have the reshet out. It's physically possible to cut the reshet first. But normally, b'dechatel, you cut the kana first. So chalode means he sticks the knife in between the kana and the reshet, and he cuts one or the other. So if you stuck the knife in between, that's called chalode. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, again, quotes in the name, Rabbi Yehuda often quotes from Rav, often quotes from Shmuel. Hechler says, Sak mitzim alisimin upsokoi. He sticks the knife in between, then he cuts it. Whether he cuts this or that one, psula. That's called chalode. That's the definition of chalode. What if tachas sa'or? What if he pulls out the skin? The skin is not nitfas and shchita. If you want, you can scrape off all the skin, the animal will be bleeding. And if I can break off all the skin in the front and just cut the cut on the vision. People don't do it. Why should you scrape off the skin? So that's the Shaiva. So Rav Yehuda quotes the name of Rav, Tachas Or Kshera. The only time we consider it chalode and makes an avela, if he stuck the knife in between the cut and the vision. Because both the kohen and the veishen are nitfas and shchita. The or is not nitfas and shchita. You don't need shchita on the or. And even if you do shecht it, that's not called a meisah shchita. Only the kohen and the veishen are called shchita. So if you have chalod, the in between, you pull out, you withdraw a little bit out the skin. You stick the knife in between the skin and the kohen, that's not chalod. Shoy. So the Gemara asks, what's the... All right, the second line that he said is a chiddush, a kula. What was the first line that he said? He discovers America. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That's the definition of chalode. So what do you need the first line for? The Gemara asks, "My kamashmalan on the first line, what did Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Rav? The first line, Tanina, that's the Mishnah later on Lamed Beis. Hechlet sasak and tachas hasheni upsokai. What was that? What was that? That was the machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshiva. When you shecht the kana and the veshev, what if you only shechted one of them properly, and the other one you broke, or you ripped, or you did chalode or shia in between one simon and the other? So Rabbi Kiva holds, as long as you did one shechita and one simon properly, even though the other simon, you let the animal die a natural death. He did a chalada on the second simon, he did a shia, whatever, drasa, whatever. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that that's a treif, and shechita's treif, and metam de'nevel. We don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshavov on this. Because the majority, we paskin like the consensus. As great as Rabbi Akiva was, we paskin like the consensus. The majority held like Rabbi Yeshavov over here. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. That's the definition of chaladah. If you, what did the first line, Amar Yudimarab, what is he telling me? He discovered America, he tells me there's a dinu chaladah. The Mishnah says, all the Tanaim subscribe to it, there's a dinu chaladah. Just to argue, if you shechted one simen, did chaladah on the second simen, will it be a nevela, will it be a trefa? So what do you need? The first line of Rabbi Yudimarab, and for the Gemara, Ime Mas Nisan. If he would just have the Mishnah Habi, I mean, I would have mistakenly thought, it's only called Chalode. He stuck the knife in between the two Simon and he's shechting backwards. Normally, you shech from the outside to the inside. If you stick the knife in and you shech backwards, you shech the corner which is further out. So then, it's like a Tartelir Yusa. Two things you did wrong. The knife is hidden like a Chulda and you're shechting backwards. So I would have thought, mistakenly, he's shechting backwards and it's chalodah. If he sticks the knife in and he cuts the normal way, the animal is lying down on its back. So normally you cut from the outside. So instead of cutting from the outside, he sticks the knife in between and then he cuts from top to bottom. You would have thought that that's not chalodah. So kamash malon, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yudah Marav, that's also called chalodah. If the knife is like a chulda, the knife is stuck, doesn't matter whether you don't need tartelir yusa. You don't need that. It should be shechting milamata lemaila. Avam lemaila lemata dekaver derech shechita ein mishapet dami kamash malan satsam. And why is tachas ark sheira? That's a chiddush. The second thing that what he said, that is a chiddush. You wouldn't know that. Why is tachas ark sheira? Because the or is not nitfas and shechita, so that's not a din of chalode. So we that we don't accept. Beirav, that's what Rabbi Yudah quotes in the name of Rav. Rav was the one who founded the yeshiva. Beirav, in the yeshiva of Rav, they didn't hold like that. Once in a while, you have a machlekes Rav in Beirav. Machlekes the Rav and the Talmidim. So the Talmidim were not so sure about this kula of Rav. Beirav Amri, in the Rav's yeshiva, they said, Tachas Or, any of the, it's a sveket edina. It's an interesting idea that since the Or is not tetvas of shchita, so it doesn't create chalada, but any of the, so it's an avela misofik. And now the Gemara continues on the assumption that Tachas Or Eni Adeya, so now is a further Shailam. Iboilahu, the Beirav, the Amri, according to the assumption of the Talmidim Rav, that they hold Tachas Or Eni Adeya, that's a Sveik and Adina, the Or is part of the animal. What if you take a scarf on the animal? You tie the scarf around. What about Tachas HaMatlis Mahu? You stick the knife in between the scarf and the neck, but you're cutting from the outside of the neck, but the knife is covered up by the scarf. So even if you hold like they rab, the tachas are in there, sveker edina, but it could be tachas amatlis is for sure good. Matlis is a side thing. Or tachas atzema besubach mahu. What the tzema grows on the neck of the animal. So the Dibrich Amudas, the author of the Tesis Yantav, Mishnayis, wrote two commentaries on the Rosh. The Madani Yontif and the Dibrich Amudas. Originally, the name was Madani Melech and the Lechem Chamudas. That was the original name. And then he got into trouble. They mastered him to the government that he's married the Malchus. He declared himself as the king. He called the Sefer Madani Melech. He didn't mean anything. Malki Rabbanan didn't mean anything. So they put him in jail for a while, then they finally released him, so he realized he doesn't look for trouble. So he changes the name of the book, so he calls this Madani, his name is Yontif, Yontif Lip and Hella. The Tzoy Sachoshin's family name is also Hella. He was a descendant of the Tzoy Yontif. He was one of his descendants quite a few years later, the late 1700s. So he changed the name, he called him Madani Yontif, and he calls him, instead of Lechma Chamudis, he calls it Dibri Chamudis, fine. The Shach used to correspond with the Tosis Yontif. So he, every so often, the Shach in Yerideya has a comment on what it says in the Masefer Madani Melech. We don't have any Madani Melech anymore. They changed the name in the Rush, they changed, but in the Shach they didn't change it. He says, it says Madani Melech, and he disagrees. So every so often, I'll have in parentheses, Beheshiv, And he responded to me. He sent me a letter and he defended what he wrote in the Madani Nala. So here, the Tosfos Yontef and his commentary on the bottom of the Rosh points out that there are two girsas in the Gemara here on Laman of the Beis, which Ibaya is presented first. The Rif and the Rosh, do you have first the suffix about Tzvi, about Tzemer Mesubach Mahu? The Tzemer grows on the neck of the animal, but the Tzemer is not like ore. If you stick the knife in between the ore, that's Taka Chalode. It should be Chalode. But since the ore doesn't need Shchitas, maybe it's not Chalode. That was a suffix. So on the assumption, in Yodeya, the Beirab said, Tachasar any there, they held it to Sveik and Adina. So there's room to question, what's the din of Tzemer Mesubach? There's a lot of wool on the neck of the animal, but you can push away all the wool. Let's say a person has a lot of hair. You can push away all the hair, and it'll come out that there's no chalada there. But it's Tzemer Mesubach. It's as if the knife is hidden. It intimates Loima that the Tzemer Mesubach is lechumre. So then you have a shot. What about matlis? The matlis is not part of the animal at all. Matlis is something separate from the animal. So that's the girsa that has tachas matlis mahu after the suffix of tzemer mesubach mahu. But according to the way we have the girsa, isn't that out of order? The way the gemara ibayluhu the beirav the amit tachas are any day. What's the din of tachas matlis mahu? So if we're going to say tachas matlis lechumre, so tachas tzemer mesubach is certainly lechumre, no? So what do they have it in the wrong order? So the Tosfos Yontef says, no, there's room to distinguish in either direction. The matlis is not part of the animal, as opposed to the tzemer mesubach is. There's room to be machman the tzemer mesubach. But on the other hand, we're talking about a matlis, a scarf, that they tied around tight on the animal's neck. So maybe then, if you stick the knife in between the scarf and the neck of the animal, that's chalad. The tzemer mesubach is not tight. You have hair all over the place. They didn't shear off the wool from the neck. But it's not, a scarf is a bigger chashash, because a scarf is one long scarf, and it's tight on the neck. The tzemer mesubach is not tight. If you put your fingers, you'll be able to separate it. So the knife is covered by the wool. It's covered, but it's not really a chalode. On the other hand, you can say it's not a chalode. Each one has a plus and a minus. The matlis has a kula because it's not attached to the animal, but it's tight. And the tzemer is not tight, but it's part of the animal. So everything is a suffix, everything is tekel. Okay, so we're machmar on all of this. And then the last line in the sugya, boy rapop, ech lebitzimon amau, teku. So that's what Rashi says, teku deraisa luchumra, we go luchumra. What does it mean, the last line? So that is the famous literature. So the long Rashi, the Rosh writes in Ashkenaz, in Tzorfas, in all of France and Germany, the Balei Tosfos were all the grandchildren of Rashi. So they all followed Rashi's opinion. So Rashi learns, Hechle b'mir tzimon ma'am means if you did chalode b'mir basra. Even though you shechted the roiv of the kind of the roiv of the Vesha, the shechita is finished. So the animal is kosher already. So it shouldn't bother me, whatever you're going to do. Chalada b'mir basa. A Rashi learns on the next daf. Shia b'mir basa. Where was that Rashi? On Lamed Besam and Aleph before the second Mishnah. The two Mishnahs. So around five lines before the second Mishnah, Lamed Besam and Aleph, it says, Boy Ravuna Breda Rav Nosson, Shav b'mir tzimon emahu teku. So Rashi says again, the same Chad Gadya, the same story that he writes over here. You shechted, you completed the whole shechita, you did roiv kana roiv eisha, the animal is ready, kosher geshach, and everything is fine. And then he waits a half an hour, then he continues to cut the mi'ud basr. If he waits after the animal is dead, so that's fiddling around, that's not called the shiv and mi'ud basr. The animal is still jumping around. But al pidin, the shechita is finished already. So how can you say, on the one hand, how can you say it becomes an avela? He already finished the shechita. On the other hand, Ruba Kukuloi, but if you want to continue, the Gemara recommended on the opening line in the Perek, on the opening line in the Mishnah here, B'chatchid yishishech kol ha-siman. You shouldn't rely on Ruba Kukuloi. So if you shech the Mi'ud Basra, it sounds like even though you didn't have to, but it is Nitfas and Shechita. Otherwise, what's the L'chatchila? Why do you say L'chatchid yishishech kol ha-siman? So that was the shaila. After he had he finished shechting, Reva Kana, Reva Veshet, and he picks up the knife and he continues to do Shechita Namir Basra Bishahiyah. So that's a suffering. Maybe everything is mitzvah yachad to be one Shechita, Shechita Bishahiyah, so it makes it an Avela. So Rashi learns that two Gemaras are the same. The shaila over here, Hechalit B'miyat Zman goes on Miyat Basra, and Shia B'miyat Basra, and it's in Vayleib Shita, and Sveka Daraisa Luchumer. I, the Gemara says, Rashi has the kasha, and Laman on the base, when it says in parentheses in Rashi, Le'el Dafkov Tesam and Al, Vavagav Tashanina Le'el, there was a Machlekes in the Mishnah, if you shecht two thirds, Neishlish, Shalob Bahagroma, and then the Leishlish Bahagroma. So that was a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudah. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel both said the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yudah, lahakil. So you see that it doesn't bother me. Hagrama v'miyot basra. That's enough in the Gemara. So how come Hagrama v'meikel and chalada in Shia says tzveka the dini v'gol l'chumer? So Rashi says we shouldn't paskan like that Gemara. And af chavtes, we should paskan that even Hagrama v'miyot basra also passes because tzveka deraisa l'chumer. That's what Rashi says. Then we had the Tosfos quoted of Bala Tosfos along the lines of Rashi, but there's room to compromise over here. There's a quote from Rabbi Yitzchak for Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Yitzchak for Rabbi Meir says you can accept the Gemara by Hagrama Le'el Daf Yutes. I read the wrong Rashi, not Daf Chavtes. The Rashi before it says Daf Yutes. So Rashi says we don't accept that Gemara. The Rabbi Shmuel say that the halach is like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah. That's included in the Sveikah Adina. So the Rabbi Nitzchak, Rabbi Meir says, no, you can accept the Gemara. Hagrama b'mir basra does not bother me. And chalad and shir b'mir basra does bother me. Why? Because hagrama means in shecht and shalob b'makam shchitin, shecht too high or too low. That's like cutting off the legs. That doesn't count. That's not called a psul in the mir basra. If it's hagrama, it's like cutting off the legs. Shalob b'mkom. But if you do shir b'mir basra, chalad b'mir basra, or drasa b'mir basra, so that's you did the shechita b'psula, the mir basra, so that's the Bible of shechita. Fine. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbi Meir wanted to modify the Rashi. You can hold our Rashi over here by chalada in shechita b'mir basra, and follow the Gemara and daf yutes. The tagram of b'mir basra doesn't bother me, but the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like the whole thing. As we mentioned, the Rashbam was the older brother of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rashbam is Rabbeinu Shmuel b'Rab Meir. Rab Meir was Rashi's son-in-law. So the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam were brothers, both children of Rashi's daughters, Rashi's daughter. And the Rashbam learned with Rashi for many years. Rashbam usually follows Rashi all the time. Rabbeinu Tam was a little child when Rashi died. So he never learned with Rashi, so he felt freer to disagree with Rashi. So he often disagrees with Rashi. A lot of times he has a different girsa. Even if you have the same girsa, you have a different shot. So here the Rabbi Natam doesn't want to accept Rashi. Why? The one problem is the Gemara and Daf Chavtes. Here, Tosis quotes that in the second wide line. And the first wide line, second, the Gemara is beferish there that Shia b'mir basa doesn't pasal. Rashi himself raises the issue. Rashi quotes in parentheses daf chavtes. It's a beferish Gemara that Shia b'mir basa doesn't pasal. So he says that's what it says on daf chavtes. And this Gemara is more important. This Gemara says teku. So we follow this Gemara. So Rabbeinu Tam doesn't want to learn like that. He says the Gemara daf chavtes beferish. The Shia b'mir basra is not a problem. Then he has it's a beferish tosefta that drasa b'mir basra doesn't pasal, hagrama b'mir basra doesn't pasal. We don't. It's incorrect. He can't accept Rashi pshat. So what's the suffix hechle b'mir tziman amal? What is the suffix in the Gemara hechle b'mir tziman? What it goes on the miut kama? Not the miut basra, it goes on the miut kama. What? He does chalode on the miut kama? He sticks in the knife and he cuts backwards the miut kama. So if it's the kone, So Chatzikana Pogam doesn't bother me. Up until Chatzikana Pogam doesn't bother me. But if it's the Veshet, Sachalada B'miyut Kama should passel. So Rabbi Natam has a fantastic suggestion. So he says no. Since when you shecht roiv of the simen, roiv of the kana, roiv of the veshet, so the shechita is chal ruba kekula. So because you shecht the roiv, it's considered as if the shechita was chal on the miut as well. So that's the Gemara Safik. If he's hechli the sakin, it's very hard to visualize this. The kana veshet, not so wide. He's going to stick the knife in the middle of the veshet, and he's going to cut the roiv side. And once you cut the raiv, then the miut, which was not cut, is considered kishoch adami. So maybe that takes off the problem of chalode. In Metzias, the miut is there. He didn't cut the miut. And in Metzias, he did chalode. But that's the Gemara Sofik, Alam Dishe Sofik. Since Ruba Kukulai, so when you're going to shech the raiv, it's considered as if the miut was nishchat. So since it's nishchat, it's considered as if there was no chalode. That's how the Rabbi Natam says. Before Rabbi Natam, in the middle of the Tosfos, the Ocha Boy B'Miut Kama Boy the Rabbi Yehuda the Machshe Tachas Or. Why? Because the Or is not Nitvas, you don't need Shchita, and it's not Chal Shchita. So the fact that the knife is covered over by the Or doesn't bother me. So the Gemara has a Shaila. But what about Chalode on the Miut Kama? So that should be Mochomer. Chalode on the one hand should be Mochomer. The or is not nitvas and shchita, but the simonim are nitvas and shchita. The dilman toch basakam miyot asim v'shachar b'rov shalamati gedak avi chalod tvei. It's mochomer because the whole simon is nitvas and shchita. Or on the other hand, there's room to say the reverse, even though we're machmir on tachas or like the bei rav amri and yodeya. With Mesupik, that's because the or, if they're going to shech the kana neveshet, the or is not considered kinyishchat domi. So lemaisa you have a chalod, the tachas or. So the Bei Rav and Rav Zishiv, they said lechumer. But if you did a chalod under the miut kama, if you shech the kana neveshet, then it'll come out that the miut kama is considered kishochat domi. So even though Metzias, it's still there, but since the shechit is chal on the miut kama because of the roiv that you shechted, so maybe it should be considered as if there was no miyut kama, as if there's no chalode. So shveris var. That was one suggestion that Rabbi Natam had. Inami, then the Rabbi Natam, that's one version of the suffix. Yeah, so then the suffix will only be if he ripped off the skin over here. If he stuck the knife in, it's both tachas ha'or and tachas the miyut kama. So tachas ha'or when machmer. So they say he's learning pshat. No, the sheikh, before he started to shech, he ripped off the whole or, and the two simonim are exposed, the kana and the veshet are exposed. And he stuck the knife in the middle of the kana, in the middle of the veshet, and he shechts the roif. So maybe I should say ruba kukulai, so the miut kama that's still there is considered kishoch adami, so there's no chalode. That's one pshat. Then he says, inami meboila, you can interpret the suffix differently. That what? B'tochav ha-sakin tachas miut kama. U'psoka milamato le'maylo. And he cuts the miut kama. Not a totally different pshat. Rabbi Natan has two pshatim here. The first pshat was, he sticks the knife in the middle of the simen, and he cuts the roif. So since Ruba Kukula, so it's considered as if the miut kama that's still there, is if it's nishchat. Because it's the shechita is chal on the miut kama, is considered as if there was no chalod. It's a pshetl, but Lamai said it is there. So now he has a different shot. Inami, another interpretation of the suffix, he sticks in the knife and he does chalod on the miut kama. So let's say it's the reshet. So on the reshet, if it's the kona, up until chatzi kona problem, it's not a problem. So there won't be any problem. That's not a suffix. Suffix is he sticks in the knife into the reshet. And the veshet, the kugas haveshet, is a treifa. That's the question. The Mishnah says, psukas ha-gageres berubai. The gageres is the kana. So if 51% of the kana is broken already before you start to shech, then it's not a good shechita. And a veshet, even a nekev mashahu, makes it a trefa. So this is listed in the Mishnahs and Eilat Trefas. When you learn Bechorbis and Daf Chof, there's a long tesis over there. We spoke a little bit about the tesis. The tesis in the first parak discussed a little bit. There was Machloikis, Rab Meir and the Rabbanan, where the Chashinu Lemiyuta or Lech Chashinu Lemiyuta. Where was that Sugya Daf Yud Aleph again? Where's Chashinu Lemiyuta? So there was a tesis there, the bottom tesis. On Yud Aleph from the base. The Gemara's lashon was, according to Rameh, the Chayesh Lemiyut, Eich Yochel Bistro. How would Rameh ever eat any flesh? It should be Chashin Lemiyut, Hashem Makam Nekev Shochat. So the way the Gemara words it, it sounds, Tosis says, Midakamel, Rameh, Eich Yochel Bistro, Lokam, Eich Yachlinim. How do we eat flesh? Mashmud, Lokam, like Rameh. It would appear that we don't pass like Rameh. We don't pass Chashin Lemiyut. So that topic is discussed more by Chava in the Taisus and Bchoris. Along Arichas, on that Taisus and Bchoris, there's a discussion, the Marsha has a discussion. How do you read the Taisus there? It would appear from the Taisus that they hold that Nekuvus HaVeshit is an Avela, not a Trefim. That's the question. The simple reading on the Mishnah is an Eilat Trefas lists off that it's a Trefa, it's not an Avela. So that's the question whether it's a Trefa or an Avela. So here the Rabbeinu Tam is Beferish. He holds that the Nekuvus HaVeshet is a trefa, not a nevela. So that's the Gemara Shaila. He's stuck in the knife in the Veshet, and he does chalot, he shechts the miut kama, the chalot. So that's no good. So he just made it Nekuvus HaVeshet. And then he's going to cut the roif that's left afterwards. So do you say, well, he made it a trefa, and then he shechts the roif of the Veshet and the roif of the kona, so Shchitas Trefa Mitar Midei Nevela. Shchitas Trefa is Mitar Midei Nevela. Or should I say that since he shechted the Miut Kama, you don't really need to shecht everything. He's going to shecht the Reiv later on. Shecht properly the Reiv afterwards. So did you just say, since he shechted the first part, the Chaloda, the Miut Kama of the Mishan, he shechted the Chaloda, the animal is a trefa, and when he shechts the red cut on the red veshet, shechitas trefa is bintar nevela, minde nevela. Or maybe I should say no, since the miut kama is part of the simonim, and he did it b'chalode, so chalode makes nevela. Even though the kubas haveshet would only be a trefa, but over here, since he shechted the miut kama b'chalode, so chalode should make it a nevela. What's the shayla? What's the shayla? What's that shaila? Rabbeinu Tam's not happy with Rashi, not over here, not the other Rashi. They're both. Rashi has the same shot on both Gemaras. I already finished the whole shechita, and the animal is already kosher. And the mashgiach went home, and the rabbi went home, and then the shecha continues to shech the miut basr b'chalode or b'shiyo. So he undoes it l'mafreya. He makes an intenibel. So Rabbeinu Tam can swallow that. He said that's impossible. He has a Tosefta that says that it's wrong. Rima Daf Chavtes said that it's wrong. See, here he reinterpreted the Pshat that he did Chalode in the Miut Kama of the Veshet. So that was the Shaila. Chalode Miut Kama is called Nekuvus HaVeshet. So it's a Trefa. Then you Shech derive later. It's a Shchitas Trefa Matan Me'enevela. Or do you say, no, he shechted part of the Simen. But Chalode, so Chalode is, it makes the whole thing Nevela. That's a suffix. And what's the Shaila by Shia? So the Shaila by Shia is also the same Shaila. He shechts the Miut Kama, if he shechts the Miut Kama of the Kone, so he can't make it anything. Chatzi Kone Pogrom is not a problem. It's not a treif, it's not a Nevela. It means he shechted the Miut Kama of the Veshet. And the Kubas HaVeshet makes it a treifa. So he shechts the miut kama of the veshet, then he waits a half an hour, he damens mincha ma'ariv, and then he comes back and he shechts the rest of the animal. So that's the Gemara sofek. Shob miut simon ma. What's the sofek? What's the sofek? So the Rabbeinu Tam explains what the sofek is. The chain, where is it? The last narrow line in the Tosfos on Lamed Amud Beis. V'chein shod miyot simonim de lekamon da aflamet beis v'forosh abedetam miyot kamav ashtos ishaper. Yeah, b'feirish yigmar. So what does it mean, miyot kama? What's the suffix in the Gemara? Did I say he did shia? After we already finished the whole shechita, Rabbi Natan holds that's a tosefta. He can't make it an avela. After we already shechted, but here he made the kulas. He shechted the miut kama of the veshit first, so he made the animal into a trefa. So he say, okay, now he's going to shecht the roiv. So it's a shechitas trefa mitayim dein avela. Or should I say no? What do you mean mitayim dein avela? But he did the miut. Part of the shechita was done b'shehiya. So since it was done b'shehiya, so it makes it into an avela. That was the suffix of the Gemara. Should it be an avela or should it be a trefa? You say it's a nekuvas aveshet, and then you shechted it, so nekuvas aveshet is only a trefa. Or do you say, no, he made it in nekuvas aveshet by shechting with a knife. So the shechita began half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago. And then when he shechted the miut kama of the veshet, and then he paused. And then he continues to shecht the rest, and maybe that shechita b'shehiya makes it into a nevela, not into a treif. That's how Rabbeinu Tam reads the pshat. So again, let's go again. Rabbi Yitzchak Rameh holds like Rashi, but he just modifies Rashi. Whereas Rashi holds when you get to this gemara, you have to back out from one of the psak and daf yutes. Rabbi Yitzchak Rameh says you don't have to back out. Agrama is different from the others. It's like cutting the legs off. That not b'makom shechita doesn't count. Rabbi Natan doesn't accept the Rashi at all. How can you say he shechted the animal properly and afterwards he's going to do shia or chalad of the mi'ev basan and makes it into an avela? How can it be? It's impossible. So, Rabbi Natan gave a different shot. He did shia or chalad in the mi'ot kama. That was the second shot. And the first shot of the Rabbi Natan was Hechled b'miyot simanim. He did chalade and he shechts the roiv. So since ruba kukulai is considered as if the shechita was chal on the miyot, so it's considered as if the miyot kama was nishchat. So there's nothing there to be machlid. That was a pshatl, a fantastic pshat. That's how the Rabbi Natan read. And then at the end of the Tosfos, and there are narrow lines and wider lines and very wide lines. So on the last wider line, right before the very wide lines, they quote Rabbeinu Oshia. That's a Bala Tosis. Rabbeinu Oshia Meforish Hechled B'miyot Simonim. Our Gemara means Haina. What does it mean? La'acha Sheshochat Roiv Ho'echod Ishechts Roiv. I say Ruba Kukula, so it's considered as if the Shechita was Chal on the whole Simon. Ruba Kukula. Then he pulls out the knife and he sticks it in again in between the Miut Basra, which he never cuts, and the next Simon. So that's the suffix in the Gemara. Since he Shechted already Roiv, so Ruba Kukula, so the Shechita is Chal even on the Miut Basra, even though he never cut it. So maybe now when he sticks the knife in between the Miut Basra and the next Simon, it's considered that there's no chalodah. Again, Rabbeinu Oshia Meforish, this line, the suffix in Hechlid b'miut simonim, he was machlid in between the miut basra and the second simon. Hechlid b'miut simonim ha'alach v'shoch ha'roiv ho'echod of the first simon. Hechlid tachas ha'miut shenishar v'shoch ha'simon ha'sheni. And the same thing, v'shoch b'miut simonim. And what's v'shoch b'miut simonim? So Hechlid, I understand. What's the suffix by Hechlid? Maybe I should say Rubikukuloi. So the Mir Basra is considered Kenishchad Domi. So it's not a Dova HaMachlid. Even though Metzias, it's still there. I would have said that the Mir Basra is there. How can you say halachically it's considered as if it's Nishchad is not there? But in Metzias, it is there. So he learned that Rabbeinu Oshia learns. Rabbeinu Oshia is a Bala Tosis here. He learned that was the suffix of the Gemara. And what Shob Mir Tzimon was on Mir Shob Mir Tzimon did look on the next daf on Lamed Beis Amin Aleph Meforish. What's the taich over there? He doesn't want to learn like Rashi either. He agrees. Rabbeinu Yoshi agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. How can you say you finished the whole shechita? The animal is already kosher, And then you make it into an Avela, how is that possible? So how does he reinterpret Shovim Yitzimanim Elkam and Farish? Kol Yashich B'Sakin Ro'ah. What is the Sakin Ro'ah? So he says, look in the Gemara there. Alamed Beis Amin Aleph. We just read the last line, the fifth line before the second Mishnah. Boy, Rav Huna Bei, the Rav Nosson, Shovim Yitzimanim, Ma'u Teiku. So the Rabbeinu Oshia says, don't start from the last line. Start a few lines before that. Omar Rava, here the line begins, Hashechet B'Sakin Ro'ah. The last two words on the line are Omar Rava and Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. And the line begins with a letter, Zion, from the Ein Mishpat Der Mitzvah. Hashechet B'Sakin Ro'ah. He has a knife that's not so sharp. If you have a very sharp knife, so the Shechita will take seconds. If you have a Shvacha knife, you should sharpen it. He didn't sharpen it. So he's shechting with a knife, shechting, shechting, it takes him an hour. To shech the beim. It's a Rachmanis on the beim. It's a Tzad Balachayim on the beim. If you're shechting already, he says shecht with a very sharp knife, so it'll go 1, 2, 3. So he's shechit b'sak and ro. He's shechting with a knife that's not too sharp. Afilu kol yam kulak sheira. That's not a violation of shehir, because he keeps on cutting back and forth the whole time. Every time he cuts back and forth, he's cutting a little bit more. So that's not called shehir. Then the Gemara has a suffix. Boy, rab shehir smau sheit starfu. What's the din? He shechts a little bit and he waits, and he shechts a little bit and he waits. He didn't pause. Let's say, how long is shehir? 5 minutes. We didn't learn yet. How long is the pause? How long is shehir? So let's say it's 5 minutes. We'll have to learn the Gemara's yet. So he didn't pause 5 minutes at one time. He pauses a half a minute. Then he shechts a little bit, he pauses another half a minute. Then he shechts a little bit, he pauses another half a minute. All together, all the shears combined to be 5 minutes, but he wasn't shoya 5 minutes ritzufim. So that was the suffix, boy rab, shears, mashi, it's tarfu, he's not sure. So then the Gemara has, boy rab, hunibay, the rab nasan, shab, mirtzimon, ma'u. So the Rabbeinu Oshia claims this goes back on the first memory that Rab said. Hashech b'sak and ro. Afilu kal yam kulak sheira. It takes him all day to cut. That's not shtia, because every time he fiddles back and forth, he cuts another mashu, he cuts another mashu, so he never did a shia. So now the Rabbeinu Yoshi learns, the Gemara Sofik, the last line is like this. He's shechting the sack and raw, and he already shecht the roif hakonah. Now he doesn't have to shecht the miut basra of the konah. It's kishoch adami, and he's wasting time, he's fiddling back and forth on the miut basra of the konah. He didn't need it. So maybe that's like a shehiya. When he spends 5 minutes, let's say, make believe that this shia is 5 minutes. It takes him 5 minutes with the sakan roa to cut the mirat basras, and maybe that constitutes a shia. Shav mirat simanim, not shohar, not doing anything. Yishecha b'sakan roa. That was the suffix of the Gemara. So that's what that's on the on lamin on the base. That's the first very wide line in the Tosfos, where the Rabbeinu Yoshe is reinterpreting our Gemara. He doesn't hold like Rashi. He holds like Rabbeinu Tam. It's lo nitan lahiyomer. He can't say after the animal is already nishkat properly, it becomes an avela. As the Rosh says, in Tzorfas and in Ashkenaz, the world, Rashi's grandchildren, all the Balei HaTosfos said the Psak was like Rashi. The Ramah, Paskin's like Rashi. Mechaber is not Kofov. Mechaber was not a grandson of Rashi. Mechaber writes like the Tosefta. How can you passel the Miyot Basra? It's already finished. The Shechita is finished. But the Midian in Tzorfas and Ashkenaz was like Rashi. There were a lot of things like that, that the minig was like Rashi in all of Tzorfas and Ashkenaz. Let's say Rashi has a chiddush that if the matzahs were not baked on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're not yoytze. So now only the Hasidim are makben on that. No one else is makben. But years ago, in the days of Rishonim, b'chol Tzorfas v'Ashkenaz, that was the minig. They were all Rashi's grandchildren. So they all followed Rashi. So they baked all the matzahs, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Well, you have a Maseches Nida also. The Gemara says there's a machlekes Abai v'Rava. Many disputes Abai v'Rava. So we paskin like Rava usually, except for Yalkigam. So the Lamed of Yalkigam is a machlekes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. What is it referring to? So Rashi holds that it's lechi ha'imin me'elav, and the Rabbeinu Tam holds it gone, and me'elav dosa. And Rashi holds no, me'elav dosa, the din is like Rava. So in all of Ashkenaz and Tzarfas, they had the chumra like Rashi. They had a chumra in Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Yoledes, because they rolled his grandchildren. So they followed his. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that, Rashi. By Yoledes, we don't pass like that, Rashi. But years ago, in the days of the Balei HaTesis, they were all descendants of Rashi, and they're all their Talmidim, so they all followed Rashi. So that's what the Rabbeinu Oshia reinterpreted the Gemara later. Oshi interprets the koi. It goes back on the Gemara of Rava. Sheikh Bisak and Rav. The Kama Asam. It's not called Shia. On the Boilon, what's the din? Amshocha Raiv Shalechot. Ishech the Raiv of the Simon Kama. And then Hoylech Hevi Kolayam Kula on the Miud Basra Mahu. The Dilma perhaps. Hod the Machshe. Rav has said, if Ishech with the Sak and Rav, Filo Kolayam Kula is good. If he's cutting the part of the simonim that needs shchita, haino, if he's busy, b'misask lachta chasimon that needs shchita, aval kanshi kvar chotach ruba, he already cut the roiv of the first simon, then he's fiddling for half an hour on the miud basra of the simon kama, that's wasting time. So maybe that's the suffig, maybe that's called shia, maybe that's shah b'mir simon ma. So it's a fundamental machlekes Rashi against all the other Balei HaTesis. They were not happy with Rashi. And there are more paskins like Rashi, that Shia b'miyad basra, and Hagrama b'miyad basra. Rashi was even machma Hagrama b'miyad basra. Even the Rabbi Yitzchak Bernei said there's room to make on the Hagrama b'miyad basra. The Rashi was machma even the Hagrama b'miyad basra. Well, fantastic topic. Okay. What's the next Mishnah? Yeah.
According to Rabbi Natan, how do you ever have a case of Shia Vadai? Because if it's on Hagrama, if it's on the Miyot Basra, then Rabbi Natan says it's for sure okay. And if it's on the Miyot Kama, he said it's the Shiloh of the Gemara. So what's the case of just normal Shia?
Again. According to Rabbi Natan.
According to Rabbi Natan, it says that there's no question of the Miyot Basra, it's for sure okay. And Miyot Kama, we have a Shiloh whether or not there's an issue of Shia. So what's the case of just normal Shia?
What's the case of?
One of
Shia.
Yeah.
He shechts the one simon and he daven the mincha marv. Then he shechts the other simon 45 minutes later, in between one simon and the other. Yeah. Well, we left out the middle part of the Rabbi Natan. Nochama, we left out the middle part. Well, the Rabbi Natan raised a possibility. The Tesis quotes the Kamon Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. You take a look, Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. The din of Shehiya is not unique dafka to Hilcha Shechita. The Gemara has a din, let's say you're reciting Kriya Shema, or you're blowing Shofar. The mitzvah, it takes a while. Or you're reading the Megillah, it takes a long time. As long as Megillah, it takes a long time. So let's say they read the Megillah, and then there's a big pause in the middle of 2 hours, and then they finish. They read the first 5 prakim, and then they pause for 2 hours. They have a carnival in the middle, whatever. They have a snack, and then they read the last part of the Megillah. Is it mitztarif? If the second half mitztarif with the first half, if shok de ligma skula. What's the definition of shok de ligma skula? So the Gemara says, it doesn't mean if you're only 1 minute away from the end, it takes, let's say, an hour to read the Megillah. But you only have 3 psukim left at the end, so all you have are 3 psukim left. So if you pause for 1 minute, that's called shok de ligma skula. Mar says, no, shok de ligma skula means from the beginning to the end. Even though your shiur was 1 minute before the end, shok de ligma skula means an hour. You pause for an hour. Same thing, Shmona Esrei. The Gemara has a machloikis, the person is davening Shmona Esrei, and then he had to go to the bathroom in the middle, he had a hatzalah call, he had to leave, and he comes back. So how long does it take to daven the Holshman Esrei? How long does it take him to daven the Holshman Esrei? 4 minutes, I don't know how long, 5 minutes, however long it takes. So even if he pauses in the middle of the Shmon Esrei, he goes on Hatzalah call, takes him a half an hour. Half an hour could have davened the whole Shmon Esrei from the beginning to the end. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. What's the din of shok de ligma skula? Is it nevatel et zirif and adel hatchila? They all agree. You're not allowed to be shok de ligma skula. You shouldn't pause so long. Machlekes in the Gemara is b'dieved. If you stretched out, you had such a long pause in the middle of the Mikra Megillah, in the middle of the Duchening, middle of the Shmon Esrei, middle of Kriya Shema, middle of Tkiyah Shaifa, whatever, a mitzvah that takes a long time, and you had a long pause in the middle, the pause was so long, you could have done the mitzvah from the beginning to the end. So it's machlekes, but he had it if he had it. So Shaila, so there's a stira, two gemaras and brachas. How do we pass them? By shor kedei leit maskula. So there's a machlekes, the mechaber and the ramo, which opinion and the rishayim to adopt. So the mechaber paskins, it's a difference between Shmana Esrei and everything else. The Shmana Esrei is ka'imid b'fnei ha-melech. So what do you mean? Ka'imid b'fnei ha-melech. He has an audience with the king, and he starts to present his case, and then he stands there for an hour, and he doesn't say anything. But the king will throw him out. That's not ka'imid b'fnei ha-melech. If you shok de'lik maskul amid l'Shmana Esrei, that's mevatel the status of ka'imid b'fnei ha-melech. Because he's not doing. He's not continuing to talk to the king. King is not going to wait for him. So the Mechaber Paskin is a chilek between Shmana Esrei and everything else. And the Ramo adopts the other position in the Rishonim. There are two Gemaras. They seem to contradict each other how we Paskin. The Mechaber follows those Rishonim that is Shmana Esrei versus everything else. And the Ramo says, no, it depends. It depends. Why was he pausing in the middle? Was he daydreaming? Or let's say he's davening Shmona Esrei, and then he realized there's a page missing. And he said he doesn't know how to daven by heart. So he's up to whatever. He doesn't know how to say the Shmona Esrei. So he goes to the, he has no choice. He walks over to the bookcase. He can't find the siddur. He walks there. He keeps on walking around until he finally finds the siddur. He could have davened, if he would know that the Shmona Esrei, could have davened while that. He was sure because they're maskula, but not that he was not. Let's say if he had to go to the bathroom, so he can't daven when you're in the bathroom. Or let's say he's on a hatzalah call. He can't daven when he's taking care of the patient. So if he's sure because they're maskula, and during the time that he was sure, he was unable to do physically. Or he can't daven in the bathroom, he can't daven when he's taking care of the patient. So then it's mochomer. Sure they're maskula because he wasn't able to do it then. That's considered, even by the Eved, that's no good. But if he just daydreamed in the middle, so that's shok daylig, or he lost the place, or he's looking for a sitter. It takes him half an hour until he finds a sitter with the right nusach, and then he picks up where he left off. So then the Ramo says that even Shmona Esrei would be good by the Eved. So they're different opinions. So over here also, the Pashup Shat Shehiyah, in shok delig maskula, how long would it take you to shech the whole animal? Even though you're already three quarters done, I already shechted 40% of the kon and the ration. I just have to shech 51%. I already shechted 40%. I have a knife and it's taken a long time. Now they have such sharp knives, it goes 1, 2, 3 mamsha in a half a second. Everything goes very quickly. But if you have a second raw, if you have a dull knife that doesn't cut so well, so the shechita is going to take a while. So that's shok delig maskulam. That's the shaila. According to Rashi, Rashi says, yishechted the roif kon and the roif eshet, and then he goes to daven mincha ma'ariv, then he comes back and he picks up the knife and he shechts the miut basra b'shiyah. So what does it bother me? He shecht the b'shiyah. Basra b'shiyah means that it's not mitzurif. So it's not mitzurif. It was already kosher from before. So it's not mitzurif. So what's the problem? So Rashi apparently holds that Shehiyah, maybe all the Rishonim hold, Rashi apparently holds that Shehiyah is more than that, not just like all the Gemaras by Kriya Shema, by Duchening, and Mishnah Berurah talks about Duchening. Mishnah Berurah raises an issue. By us, the Kohanim sing a Niggun in the middle of the, before the last word, V'yishmerecha, V'yichonecha, they sing a Niggun, and everybody says the Tefillah about the Chalaymas. The Kuddha said, how long is the whole Yerech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yerech Hashem Parim Edecha? The whole Duchening from the beginning to the end is 3 psukim. You could have said 25 psukim in the Niggun that the Gadim sings. So the Mishnah Berurah raises an issue, isn't it short the Lig Maskul? He has a limp, he gives a teretz. He says, if they sing a Niggun, maybe the Niggun blends in to be part of the Duchening. Maybe that solves the problem of short the Lig Maskul. That's a problematic answer. The kasha is better than the answer. So here, Rashi holds, if you have shia b'mirut basra, if the pshat just is not mitztaref yachad, so you have half a shman esra, half a shman esra, half a kriyashma, half a kriyashma, not mitztaref. So here you don't need that the mirut basra should be mitztaref to the rest. He already did. Rav kana rav, that should finish. You don't need it, sir. So Rashi obviously holds more than that. Rashi holds that shia, if you do shchita b'shia, It's a shechita psula. So even if already I finish Rav Kahn and Rav Eshet, and I pause for half an hour, then I do the miut basra, that's the Gemara Zibayi, the Lev Sheet, the Shur, the miut Simon and Mao, maybe shechita b'shia is a poisel, not just that it's not mitzvah. Maybe it's a poisel. So how much is shia? So shia by, how much is shor can they leave muscles? Abashman Hesvei, how long would it take you? It says in Shulchan, it depends on each person individually. I would have said that it should depend on an Adam Beinani. Some guy davening Shmoneh Esrei, it takes him 45 minutes. Another guy davening Shmoneh Esrei, it takes him a minute and a half. He davened so quickly. So I would have said it should depend on an Adam Beinani. So they didn't ask me. So in Shulchan, it says not so. It says each person depends on how long it takes him personally to daven Shmoneh Esrei. If you daven quickly, so shok delik maskula, it will be in a minute and a half. And if it takes you 45 minutes to say Shmoneh Esrei, so 45 minutes is shok delik maskula. So Gemara has a shaila here on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Yishech the behemah, it takes longer to shech behemah than to shech the knife. A behemah, you have to shech the kana and the veshin. Behemah is a big animal. And it takes you longer. A chicken is very tiny. You only have to check one simen, and it's a smaller animal, so it's going to be faster. So Gemara has a shayla: is it kedei shechitas behema le behema ve'of le'of? Right after the first Mishnah, Alamed Beis Amanala. Is it kedei shechitas behema le behema ve'of le'of? Each animal individually. Oidilma af behema le'of. That's a kula. No, af behema le'of. The amount of time it takes, we have a standard. How long does it take to shecht the behema? So that she applies even though you're shechting an oaf. An oaf is tinier. A chicken is much. An animal is a big fat neck. It takes a long time. Condemnation are big things. And you have to shecht both. And the oaf, you only have to shecht one of the two. So that's a shayla in the Gemara. Behema the behema of a oaf loaf. The Gemara has a further shayla later on in the daf. There's a behema gasa and a behema daka. The Gemara has daka le daka the gasa le gasa. The behema daka is a 5-month pregnancy. Behema gasa is a 9-month pregnancy. The sheep and goats is behema daka, and cows and oxen is behema gasa. So the Gemara says, "Kidei shir daka le daka the gasa le gasa." Each animal depends. Yeah, here there's a problem with the Rambam that all of the Nosei Kelim point out. The Rambam quotes daka le daka the gasa le gasa, depends on each animal individually, and then he paskens kidei behema le oif. How can that be? Behema le oif. If within behema gufa we say dakala dakala gasa la gasa, that's like saying this person takes him 45 minutes to daven, so shokdali kula behema is 45 minutes. This one davens up to Hoshman Esrei from the beginning to the end in a minute and a half. So for him, the shir shokdali maskula is a minute and a half. So we say it depends on each individual person. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, each person. So that's what he says over here, dakala dakala gasa la gasa. How long would it take to shech this animal? And then when it comes to the machlekes before, whether behema la oif or oif la oif, so the Ram paskins behema la oif. The daka and the gasa are closer to each other than behema and the oif. Behema and the oif, the different dinim of shechita. This is simen echad, this is shnei simonim. So still, and they're totally different animals. This is a bird and this is an animal. So all the noise of Kelim, yes, how can he paskin behema la oif? If he paskins daka the gasa le gasa, it's a chapela. How can the Rambam paskin like that? It's a steer in the Rambam. So the Tzlach has a sefer on Chulin. The Nadi Behuda wrote Shabbos Shuvos, Nadi Behuda, and then he has a sefer Tzio na Nefesh Chaya. Who Chaya was his mother, I think, or Chaya was his mother.
That's what Rabbi usually says.
You got to look to find out, was it his wife or his mother? I don't remember. So he wanted to memorialize whoever the woman was in his life, either his mother or his wife. So he wrote a say, it has nothing to do with Zionism, Tzion. Nothing to do with the Zionist Congress. Tzion, Tzion the Nefesh Chayim. So he dedicated the Sefer Tzlach, Tzilin Nefesh Chaim. So Tzlach is on Brochus and on Beitza. He has a little bit on Chulin, has a little bit on other Mesutas. He has a suggestion, a whopper of a suggestion. He says, correct the Raman Paskin's Dakala Dakala Gasa Lagasa. That's like saying by davening. It takes him 45 minutes to daven Shmona Esrei. So for him, Shok Delik Maskul is 45 minutes. It takes him 3 minutes, so for him it's 3 minutes. The Heimala Oif doesn't mean, even though Shechita Soif, you can finish the whole Shechita in a minute and a half, but since it takes 5 minutes to Shech the Behema, so the Shir for Oif is 5 minutes. No, that should be like Daka La Daka La Gasa La Gasa. The Shaila was, when you Shech Simen Echad Ba'Oif, we already said that before, when you Shech Simen Echad, it's not all you need is Simen Echad. Just like I say Ruba Kukula, so we say in Shech Simen Echad, the Shechita is Chal on both, on the corner and on the Veshit. On the corner and on the Veshit. So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. And the Gemara said on the first piece of the Gemara in the second Perek, that the Mishnah says, HaShechet B'dieved En L'chatchil Eloi. So what more do you want him to do? He's Shechting Echad Boi for Shnayim Bebeim. What do you want? So the Gemara says, maybe L'chatchil means L'chatchil Yishecht Shnei Asimon Boif, both the Kona and the Reshit. So the Tzlach suggests maybe that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. Maybe that's what he means. Behema la'oif. It's oif la'oif. Behema la'oif means, do you calculate how long would it take to Shecht and oif one simon, or how long would it take to Shecht both simonim? Because practically speaking, all you have to do is Shecht one of the two, either the Kona or the Reshit, whichever is easier. But when you Shecht the one, the Shechit is Chal on both. It's considered as if they were both nishchatu. That was what we had. The Taisvis quoted the Machlekes Rashi and the Bahag. What's the definition of Bikur? I always forget. Where is that? Rashi. Tesam and Aleph. The Taisvis Kula Tanini. So Taisvis interprets within Rashi if he shech with the sak and pegumah. And the Bahag doesn't learn like this. Sak and Peguma is not called Shechita. Korea, it's ripping. That's not that it's a psul and Shechita. That's it's not called Shechita at all. So what does it mean, Ikur? So the Bahag learns Pshad, if you shecht the Kona and the Veshit, and it's Neka b'mkomo, it's supposed to be attached on the top and attached on the bottom. So attached on the bottom, the Kona is attached to the lungs. The Kona is the windpipe. So we hope that you breathe in the air, it goes into the lungs. And the Veshit is the food pipe, so we hope it's going to be attached to the stomach on the bottom. So we know where it's attached on the bottom and on the top. They're both supposed to be attached over here in the mouth. Wherever it's supposed to be attached on the top. So what if I shech the simen, the kono, the Veshit? It turns out, afterwards I realized, it was already detached, mimokim chibura, on the top or on the bottom. So that's how the Bahag learns pshat. If the simen is neker, it's detached before I shecht it, so the Shechita is not chal on the simen that's neka. So then Taisis points out, but the Brisa said beferish, he shechts the kona and it finds out that the veshit was neka. But he's not shechting the veshit, he's shechting the kona. You don't have to shecht both. Mikir did all you have to shecht one of the two simanim. And nonetheless, it says in the Brisa, it's no good. Where was that Brisa again? Vava and Aleph. We just had it again. Where was it? Yud Amid Aleph. The last 10 lines, right? It's Il Kamachov Ches Amid Aleph, right? We had it twice. Shochet is Haveshet. Benimtza HaGageres Shmuta. If the Gageres was Shmuta from before, then it won't be a good Shechita. Even though you're Shechting the Veshet. So the Taisus asked that. According to Rashi, that if the simen, the corner of the veshet is nishmat, it's detached, the animal is a trefa. So you understand the din. But according to the Bahag, it's not a trefa. If the simen is nishmat, mekom is not a trefa. It's just a shechit is not chal. But you're shechting the veshet, you're not shechting the corner. So what does it bother you if the corner is nishmat before I shecht the veshet? So the Rashboyan said, and the Beis Halevi elaborated upon it. And if you only have to shecht one of the two. But when you shecht the one that you decide to shecht, the shechita is chal on both. And shechita can't be chal on a simma, that's neka b'mkomo. So that's why it's no good. So that's what the Tzlach interprets over here in the Rambam. He said it's not a steer in the Rambam. G'day daka le gasa le gasa is like saying Shok Tadeg Maskula depends on each person individually. How long does it take him to damage man has to be? 45 minutes or 5 minutes? Depends on him. So Daka Lagasa Lagasa is the Shia for Shia. What does it mean, Behem Aloif? It can't be Behem Aloif. Use 5 minutes. The oif he can shech the oif in 2 minutes. Why should it be 5 minutes? No, the shail is oif la oif. Of course oif la oif. But how, what's considered shchita soif? How long it would take to shech both simonim and the oif? Because when you shecht one, the shchita is chal on both. So do you say behem la oif? It really means oif la oif. But how long it would take to shech one simon and the oif? How long it would take to shech both? So there, the Raman Paskins, behema life. It didn't mean that the amount of time it takes to shech the behema. It means that the amount of time it takes to shech both simonim and the oif. That's chiddush. You have a pella digger Rambam. No, it absolutely doesn't make sense. How can it be daka la daka la gasa la gasa and it's behema loyof? So the tzlach gives that suggestion. Maybe that's the pshat. But that's already a chiddush. Rashi's saying a shia b'miyot basar is an ibayil leiv shita nigemara and lamed beis amanal b'shua b'miyot simon a shia b'miyot basra pasals l'shchita. Normally shia just means they're not mitzaref yachad, the two halves are not mitzaref because it was too long a pause in the middle. So by included in the ibayil leiv shita is the assumption, a premise, that shchita b'shia is psula, not just that the two halves are not. Two halves not mitzdarf, so let it not be mitzdarf. He already finished the whole shchita. What do I care what happens afterward? No. Rashi learned shchita b'shia pasels. And I mentioned they used to have this riddle when people learned Yeridaya. So they used to ask a riddle. Hey chitimtze, how is it possible that you have an animal that they shechted and one leg in the animal is kosher and the rest of the animal is nevela? How is that possible? How can it be? One leg is kosher and the rest of the animal, it's impossible. So the answer is, if you hold like Rashi, the incorrect answer to the riddle used to be, if you hold like Rashi, so you shechted the roif cut of the roif eshet, finished. And then you cut off a leg, finished. You shechted it, you cut off a leg, the leg is kosher. And then you take the knife and you continue to shecht the miut basra b'shehiyah. So Rashi holds you mach mashiyah the miut basra, so the leg that you detached, I didn't do any shia b'mir basra on the leg. I just did on the rest of the animal. So the rest of the animal will be a nevela that shia b'mir simanim ma'u. The rest of the animal will be a sofik nevela, and the leg will be shchuto. So the pashta says that it's not correct. Pashta says that according to Rashi, shia b'mir basra is a sveka d'dina, means I declare the whole shchita from the beginning to the end. He shechted the roif cut of the roif eshet, then he goes to daven mincha maariv, then he comes back and he shechts the miut basra. So after he shechts the miut basra, I declare, igloi milsa l'mafreya, the whole shechita was a shechita b'psul. From the very beginning, so even the leg that was detached, I cut off the leg from the rest of the animal, after shechting roif cut of the roif eshet, I won't say that the leg is kosher. I'll say the leg is also a sofik nevela, because you judge the whole shechita from the beginning to the end. Shehiyah is not the same. Shehiyah by Shechita, not the same as Shehiyah by Davening and Shehiyah by Kriyashma, Shehiyah by Mikra Megillah. There I just say the two parts are not Mitztarfim Yachad. Not Mitztarfim, there wouldn't be a din of Shehiyah b'Mid Basra. Shehiyah b'Mid Basra is based on the assumption that Shechita b'Shehiyah makes Nevela. So if you do a Shehiyah in the Mid Basra, it's a Gloy Milsa Mafred, the whole Shechita from the beginning to the end was Shechita b'Shehiyah. So even the leg that was detached before I continued with the shechita would also be in a veil. Chiddush.
Even if Rashi is not implying l'mafreya, do we already have a precedent in Behema Mekasha Lele that even after it becomes nevela because it had a chibur beis hastarim, we say that it's as if the whole, like the detached leg, also becomes aser b'chila? No.
I don't get it. What are we bringing a proof to? What? Akasha,
even if Rashi's not implying shchita is then lemafreya, the shchita b'miyot basar makes it lemafreya that everything for the riddle that everything becomes aser b'achila, then we already have like a similar story in the fourth parag in Behema Mekasha Lele. There's the story, one of the cases brought is where the ubar sticks out its leg,
okay,
and it's cut off. and then the ubar dies itself. And I think one of the rise the Gemara brings there is that it's one of the arguments Gemara brings there. It says that since the leg was attached at one point, it is automatically lemafreda, meaning it should be intrinsic no matter what. No.
We'll have to learn that Gemara. I don't remember the case. That's a cheerful perek. That's a very cheerful perek also. Okay. Let's see. We'll start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah Lamin Amibes. Hashech Yishnei Rashim Keachat Shechitosek Sheir. What's the Chiddush? Why shouldn't it be Shechitosek Sheir? So the Gemara said before, Achav Tesam and Alev, the Gemara raised the issue that the Mishnah Achav Zainam and Alev repeats the exact same din twice. The first line is Hashech Dech Barayif Yishnayim Bebehima, and you say Ruba Shalach HaKamor, then the last line repeats it again. Why is it repeated? Gemara says one goes on chul and one goes on kachin. Which goes on which? So all the Amoraim all said the same thing. The first three lines in the Mishnah is the first two lines in Mishnah. Roy vechad boy for rov shnayim bebeim, that goes the chulin, and the last line goes on kachin. Why do you say it goes on kachin? Because the next line in the Mishnah is this line on lamin amid beis. And we know that l'chatchila, you're not allowed to shecht. Two people shouldn't shecht one carbon, and one person shouldn't shecht two carbonas at the same time. So l'chatchila, you're not allowed to, but the evidence will be kosher. That's what the Tosfos pointed out. Where was that Tosfos? That it's only here. But the evidence it's kosher. The bottom Tosfos on Chavtes on the base. Those two dinim. L'chatchila, one person shouldn't shecht two carbonas b'vasachas. And l'chatchila, two people shouldn't shech one carbon. Not b'vasachas, not b'zachazeh. So that's only those two dinim are just l'chatchila. But the evidence it is good. So that's what this Mishnah, Shech Hashnei Rosh and Keachot, Shitas and Sheira, is b'di evid, that's talking about kachim, because l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do it. That's what the Gemara said earlier on Chav Tesla Manama. Shnaim Mochsim Mesak v'neshech t'mafilach l'mai v'ech l'mat Shitas and Sheira. So that we just had a whole discussion. Does it mean two people holding on, each one holding on to his own sakin? And then the Mishnah is saying, well, Rav said, that you don't need a shechita meforas. Or no, shnayim ochsim, two people holding on to one sakin. Not two people, each one holding on to his own sakin. Two people holding on to one sakin, and you don't know what the din would be if two people holding on each one to his own sakin. All right. So we make on that. We pass on even shnayim ochsim, mishnei sakinim, is also good. Then the rest of the Mishnah is going to be the din of drusa. We pointed out drusa and drusa are two different things. Drusa, we had before, drusa is an animal that was, if a sheep was clawed by a wolf, so then whether it's clawed by the neck or clawed by the cavity over here, so that's basa basa de trefa lo sachelu, that's a trefa. And drusa is a totally different thing. Drusa means when you're shechting, you have to push down, but you have to fiddle back and forth as you're pushing down. If you push down like this, without fiddling back and forth, then that's called drusa. That's shiur drusa chalad al gram leviyka. And drusa is one of the forms of trefa. That's what the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, that the main basa basa trefa goes on drusa. Pshuta shamika goes on drusa. And that, since it's Torah Shebichsav, so you go to Chumra on a Safik Drusa. And the other Trefas, there would be room to Mekel, because that's not really Pshuto Shal Mikro. If you have a Sircha in the lungs, if you have a punctured Bnei Me'ayim, Basa Masora Trefa means it was clawed by a bigger animal in the farm, in the forest. So that's a line in the Rambam writes like that. In the first Taz, in the Nuchas Trefas, quotes the Rambam, and he says, where did the Rambam ever give you an Afkamina Ladina? That's what the Rambam starts off. There are different kinds of treifas, and the Pshuto Shel Mikra is drusa. And that's why we're machmer by Safik drusa and by the others by Mekel. Where did the Rambam say machmer by Safik drusa? Halacha l'maaseh. Where do you have a case like that? So that's a problem what the Rambam is alluding to. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we should do Chumash, or we should do Gemara?
Gemara.
Most people want to do Chumash. Chumash? You want to sing Oz Yashir? We'll figure something out. Okay, cheerful demise.
Tayyip.